Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Brain Rules, 12 Principles for Surviving and Thriving at Work, Home, and School. If someone asks, what is the single most important organ in our body? Many of us will answer that it is our brain, and you'd be correct. But think about it, how did you take in their question? How did you come up with a response? What allowed you to move your mouth, lungs, and vocal cords to answer? That's right, it was your brain. As the most important organ in our body, it governs our emotions, thinking, and behavior. In our daily lives, we need the brain to call the shots for nearly any of our responses. Imagine how different our lives would be if the brain sustaining our daily life is damaged. Although we cannot directly experiment with our brains to observe the effects of neurological injury, an accident that befell a railroad worker named Phineas Gage brought to light some mysteries of the brain. At one point, Gage was using explosives to construct a railroad when the dynamite ignited early. The shock wave blew a 3-foot-long, 7-inch-wide steel rod through Gage's skull. The rod entered the left side of his face, penetrated his prefrontal cortex, and flew 30 yards behind him. Gage miraculously survived, and his body functions fully recovered. However, his personality changed forever. Gage used to be a kind man with an iron will, but after the accident, he frequently engaged in rude and insulting behavior and tried to control other people. Furthermore, he was rarely submissive and often seemed very impatient with others' disagreements. Why was this so? It was because of the damage to his prefrontal cortex, making him unable to control his impulses. Gage's example is just the tip of the iceberg of brain function. The book introduces us to the 12 rules of how the brain works. The author of this book is John Medina, a biologist specializing in neurology. Medina is a developmental molecular biologist at the University of Washington and the director of the Brain Center for Applied Learning Research at Seattle Pacific University. Using his years of intensive research, he demystifies the brain and explains its functions in a manner that anyone can take in. The book helps us understand the operating principles and habits of the brain in order to take care of this organ and use it more efficiently. Now we'll pick 10 of those 12 rules and discuss them in 4 parts. Part 1, the evolution and structure of the brain. Part 2, brain memory. Part 3, the preferences of the brain. Part 4, brain maintenance. Part 1, the evolution and structure of the brain. Scientists estimate that 99.99% of all species that have ever lived are extinct today. Humans have survived because our bodies, especially our brains, developed many genetic adaptations that helped us survive in a brutal environment. In other words, the human brain is constantly evolving. That is also the first rule we will talk about today. During the long evolutionary process, every harsh natural condition threatens the survival of a species. As a result, many species have adapted to their environment. For example, tigers have evolved sharp teeth and bears have evolved bulky figures. Hearing this, you may wonder how humans, who have neither large teeth as weapons nor enormous body sizes, have reached the top of the food chain. Was it by pure chance? Certainly not. This was because we chose another way to overcome natural selection, to become smarter. For example, when we see a pentagon, we do not just perceive it as a figure. We can easily think of some similarly shaped objects, such as stars in the sky. That is our brain's symbolic reasoning at work. Symbolic reasoning refers to our brain's ability to recognize symbolic objects both for their own meaning and as something else that they can represent. It is on the basis of this ability to use symbolic reasoning that we developed language, writing, math, and artistic skills. Moreover, we have also learned to adapt to changes. In the harsh conditions of our past environments, droughts, ice ages, competition for food with megafauna, humans needed a competitive edge. Our ancestors' brains evolved 2 powerful features: a database for storing large amounts of knowledge and the ability to use that database instantly. These 2 features not only allow us to know when we've made mistakes, but also allows us to learn from them. Gradually, we can improvise and learn how to thrive in any environment instead of simply pursuing stability. Next, let's check out the second rule: every brain is wired differently. When we were just newborn babies, our brains were not perfect. They carried the label of some assembly required, meaning that some internal neurological constructs are still incomplete. In order to achieve functionality, our brains need additional programming. We do this through learning. Nobel laureate Eric Kandel found that the structure of neurons in brain pathways undergo physical changes when learning occurs. These changes result in the functional organization and reorganization of the brain. Specifically, when we are in a state of learning, neurons in the brain swell, sway, and gradually split. They also make connections with nearby neurons to form new neural pathways. In this way, the brain becomes larger and more complex. Your brain, which is currently listening to this bookie, is also experiencing this change. The massive neurons in your brain move like a reptile, slithering and gliding to new locations, with one end in a state of expansion or division. Your brain will be different from those who don't listen to bookie. For example, anyone who has ever watched a violin performance knows that violin players usually use the right hand to draw the bow and the left hand to make complex, delicate movements on the strings. Compared to non-violin players, those violin players have significantly larger and more complex neural regions in their brains responsible for controlling their left hands. Think of it as though they have gone to a brain gym, their neural muscles have gotten bigger. When mapping the neural regions controlling their right hands, we see that they are much less complex. Any action influences your brain, but repetition of that action leaves stronger pathways. Beyond practicing the violin or listening to bookie, everything humans do in life, playing sports, or exploring new fields of research, will physically alter the brain. The brain is like a muscle; the more you use it, the bigger and more complex it becomes. As we all learn and experience different things, the changes that occur in our brains vary accordingly. Now we've come to the third rule about the evolution and structure of the brain: male and female brains are different. Perhaps you have learned from elsewhere that there are differences in verbal communication between men and women. In a 30-year study, behavioral psychologist Deborah Tannen and several other scholars have found that women are better at communicating. Although the details of their experiment are still controversial, language and reading disorders are certainly twice as likely to occur in boys as in girls. Women also recover better than men when it comes to speech impairment due to stroke. Neuroanatomical data explain this difference. Women tend to use both hemispheres of the brain when speaking, while men usually use only one. It's as if women have a backup system, while men don't. In addition to gender differences in verbal communication, men's and women's brains will differ in their response when dealing with stress. Researcher Larry Cahill observed that when male and female subjects were shown a horror movie, men processed the experience by activating the amygdala in the brain's right hemisphere, while women activated the left amygdala. The right hemisphere tends to remember the gist of an experience, and the left hemisphere tends to remember the details. Therefore, Cahill speculated that men tend to remember broad strokes of the film, while women are more inclined to remember the intricacies. To test this, Cahill had half of the subjects take propranolol, a drug that inhibits the biochemistry that usually would activate the amygdala during emotional experiences, before watching a horror movie. A week later, memory tests indicated that, compared to subjects who didn't take the drug, men could no longer remember the overall plot, while women couldn't remember the details. This research confirmed Cahill's hypothesis and proved that men and women differ in their emotional responses. That concludes the first part of the bookie today: three rules of brain's evolution and structure. Rule number one: the human brain evolved, too. In the course of evolution, humans became smarter and thus were better suited to survive in harsh conditions. Rule number two: every brain is wired differently. It is primarily because learning reshapes our brains. Rule number three: male and female brains are different. When communicating verbally and dealing with stress, men's and women's brains do not respond in the same way. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.